Just a week after PECO withdrew its controversial rate hike proposal, the company is replacing its president and CEO, David Vahos. The company is also in the midst of stalled union negotiations. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips has more.
David Vahos was in the role less than a year, but will now be special advisor to the CEO of Exelon, PECO's parent company. PECO made record profits in 2025 due to a previous rate hike. The utility filed for another rate increase in March, which prompted a backlash. Responding to pressure from Governor Josh Shapiro, PECO withdrew its rate hike request last week. Meanwhile, the union that represents about 1,500 workers has been without a contract for 3 weeks. Larry Anastasi is the business manager for IBEW Local 614.
Well, I hope this is a change in leadership and negotiations. There needs to be a real change in the bargaining and how we're treated and how the ratepayers are treated.
The company has said it is committed to a fair and equitable contract. A company spokesperson would not give the reason for the change at the top, but said the rate hike case and the shift in executive leadership are, quote, separate matters. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.